Welcome back to Executive Insights. I'm Dan Daly, and I'm with two senior partners from Goodwin here in Boston, Lisa Haddad and Stuart Cable. We've been talking about a variety of financial and technical issues, but today I've asked them to discuss something that is very, very unique. The two of them are very highly educated, very professional, and they've reached out to do something really, I think, is entirely different, but is very important. And I'm going to ask them to tell us a little bit about their program, which is called Good Directors. And I know a fair amount about recruiting, having been in that business for 35 years, corporate governance for 15 or 18, and I've known the two of you for almost 15 or 20 years. You're doing something that other people are doing parts of, and you're doing something that people are talking a lot about. But you're doing A through Z, and you're doing it, not just talking about it. And that to me, is impressive, okay? It's very professional on your part. It's very brave. And I might make some other unkind remarks of why you're doing it. But tell us a little bit about the program, because I think it is unique. The two of you are not having it done by junior people. I mean, you are out there on the firing line, putting together a very extensive program to get a certain group of individuals onto the board because they should be on the board. So let me toss the ball to you, Lisa, and walk us through it. I think it's very admirable, okay? And I also think what you're doing is very, very, very impressive.
Thanks. So Good Directors is a program that's really designed to accelerate diversity in the boardroom.
Okay.
And there's obviously been a lot of discussion about that
sure.
in the press, in the boardrooms. There's been rules, there's been laws. But the fact of the matter is that most boards really do want to think about this issue critically
I would agree.
Recruit people that will add to the diversity perspective, the diversity of experience, and all elements of diversity
opinions,
in the boardroom.
Opinions, knowledge, difference. Yep, I would agree.
But they don't always know how to go about doing that because
I would agree with that.
In a lot of ways, they've been limited by their own Rolodexes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also been a feeling that in order to be a director, in particular of a public company, that you really should have had public company experience.
Or it originally was you should be CEO of a public company. That's your criteria. That's long gone.
Right. So that tends to limit the pool of potential people to recruit.
Right.
So we came up with this idea to try to build an ecosystem
mm-hmm.
to help accelerate diversity in the boardroom. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is we have recruited 21 of our clients that we call allies
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
are supporting the program.
I'm not taking notes because most of this is on your website.
It's on our website at gooddirectors.com.
I can't find your website, but I'll get it eventually. All right, so Good Directors on the website, yes.
Yes. So we have our 21 client allies.
Mm-hmm.
We have 24 sitting public company directors who we call champions
mm-hmm.
who are serving as mentors to our class of director candidates. And the director candidates are 24 incredibly talented and impressive younger professionals mm-hmm. from underrepresented groups.
Lisa, let me interrupt. Give me a little profile of where they are on the career ladder. Senior vice president, managing director, where are these people? Just broad brush.
Yes, it differs. We have some CEOs of private companies. We have some CFOs of public companies. We have some BD folks. So they're all kind of C-suite or below, just below C-suite. At some really impressive biotech and technology companies
mm-hmm.
primarily. And most of them were recommended to us by our allies and the champions.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been doing is having a educational program for them where Goodwin teaches them about kind of the thing they need to take their skill set and expertise and fill that gap of not having had public board experience and getting them ready so that they could join the board.
I'm hearing how to use their expertise, but also address the issues that are missing.
Yes,
because
sort of
they
teaching them how public boards work, the governance structure. We've gone through the audit committee and finances and what is the role of the board there. how does the board think about M&A and what is their role there? We've talked about ESG. We've talked about EQ skills, so not just the substantive, but the more intangible EQ skills of what it means to be a director and how you push and prod in a constructive way create a good dynamic in the boardroom.
I think we all know, critically important, and a lot of times it's missing, and it's a disaster for the board. They can lose members, and that person probably will fail because they don't have, what I'm saying, in other words, they don't have board etiquette. They don't know how to do it. They're single issue people, or they take too long to talk, or they do this. I mean, I remember what I was chairman of one nonprofit, and there was a lawyer there, and he would say all the time, "Well, what so and so said, well, what so and so said was what so and so said," and I would get this look from around the boardroom. Why, Dan, are you letting this person do this? And finally, I had to cut it off.
Yep.
Okay, so board etiquette, yes, very important. Yeah, okay.
Yep. But in addition to the educational component, which a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different training programs for directors or people who would like to be directors. We thought it was critical that we had kind of a placement component to this.
Yes.
And so we've asked all of our allies to use their best efforts at the completion of the program to help us place our director candidates on their first board. It may be a public board. It may be a private company that's thinking of going public.
I think that is critically important, but I come out of the search business and, you know, the game isn't over until the person walks in and they're hired. There are a lot, my experience, there are a lot of organizations that are doing some of the things you're doing, but they're saying, oh, we have a list here. And maybe they've been trained, maybe they haven't, maybe they've been vetted, maybe they haven't. And if you want access to our list, we'll send you the resume. Wait a minute. Let's underline, that's not at all what you're doing, okay? These are people that have been trained, they've been vetted, okay? And you're saying, not just come get them, we want to work with you to get them onto the board. That is a huge difference. And you know now, as I've known for years, that is very tough.
Yeah, but it's also been immensely gratifying.
I'm sure it has.
In the sense that even though our graduation is not until next week, we have the most accomplished headhunters in the world cold calling us and say, we'd like to meet these people who you've not only trained, but who were basically identified by the leading venture capitalists and private equity firms as the best of the best. We picked the top 24 out of 175 recommendations that we had received from our clients. We're not only getting calls from headhunters, we're getting calls from clients. We're getting calls from non-clients. We're getting calls from activists who are saying, gee, maybe we should be nominating one of your people to one of the boards.
Even though
ultimately we will judge our success by how many of these people are actually placed
walking
on
into the
public
room.
Company boards.
The two of you are absolute realists. And you know, I would just say, my hat is off to you that you're putting up that criteria, because that's where the rubber meets the road, okay? If so-and-so does this for you, but they don't bring the person on board, it's irrelevant. The search firm, if they just add it to 1 of 20, that's right. But no, I trust you explicitly.
Let me make this observation.
Yep.
Nobody's doing us any favors. Nobody's doing good directors any favors. I am absolutely convinced that these 24 people are as good or better.
Oh, they have to be.
Than anything that headhunters would ordinarily fire up. And so, you know, to my way of thinking, the companies that look at these people,
it's a great deal,
should be saying, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank
this
you.
Don't do
me any favors adding these people. And these people aren't going to have one or two options. You know, our final session is on Tuesday, and we're going to be bringing in a bunch of our champions to talk to these people. And one of the things we're going to talk about is how these diverse director candidates select which board they want to go to, because they're going to have options. They already do.
Well, the two of you are tough enough to manage that process. But I come back full of it. I have tremendous respect for working the whole spectrum, because there are lots of people working, you know, kind of the self-serving components of the spectrum. I mean, the recruiting to the training to the placement to the mentoring, that's a lot. And you know, there are lots of people that perhaps aren't capable of necessarily dealing with those graduates. There are some that just want to say, well, I want to talk to them. We're never bringing that person on board. So, you know, what you're doing is really not only professional, but it's exemplary. I mean, my hat is off,
right.
And well done.
And the only way that we could think about doing it was having this ecosystem that we're building,
right,
where we're finding all these connections,
right,
between the Goodwin Network, our mm-hmm. Champions Networks, our Allies Networks,
right,
and our
right.
candidates.
Yep.
And the hope is that we can continue to build that out as we do other versions of this
going
forward.
And when you get credibility, okay, then more people will want to play. I mean, no one likes to be the first person, okay? But, oh, yes, we out of our graduating class in the first 6 months, we did blah. Oh, really? Really? Oh, well, I might want to get involved with that. I mean, that's how it happens, okay? When we used to sell searches, I mean, I started a business doing searches for startups. I started with one company in Boulder, Colorado. We built an entire business around one company, unnamed. But I mean, so that's, I think my hat is off. I mean, now, will you be bringing other Goodwin people into this, or if it's confidential, please. But what do you think over the next 6 to 12?
So our first iteration of this, as Stuart said, will be ending this fall,
right?
Officially, but we're going to kind of keep an alumni network going,
right? Right.
And we plan.
Great idea.
Yes.
Great idea.
Because
alumni networks of all those components.
Exactly.
Not just the graduates, the referrals, the hirees.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then we plan to do another iteration of it next year, and kind mm-hmm. of hope that it keeps building on itself. Mm-hmm. One of the kind of unintended consequences of the Zoom era was that we were able to do something like this with candidates, champions, allies on both coasts and places in between. We do it at an hour that kind of accommodates all of that. So it's been a great way to get all of our
offices involved. The training is Zoom, or is it physically
it's
here?
Zoom.
Okay.
It's Zoom in the evenings, because the last thing we want to do
sure.
is interfere with people's day
job. That's right.
Job.
If you've got a CEO and I'm an investor in that company, Goodwin, get out of my way, okay? Great. I mean, those are the type of questions you'd ask. Here's another question, it's a tough one. You were referred X number. You only move forward with 25%. How do you deal with me? I wasn't asked to play in this game. It's an unfair question, but
It's a great question, yeah. And what we basically told all of our allies, all of our champions, and all of our partners is the same thing. We'd love the best of the best, nominate them, but we're going to have a select admissions committee,
right?
Consisting
that's
of
what you are. You are now the dean.
Consisting not
of
only
admissions.
Not only of us, but a couple of our most valued advisors and champions,
right?
And we're going to pick the best 25-ish of these people in our collective judgment.
Right.
And your nominee may well not get selected, okay? We selected one out of seven
mm-hmm.
In the first round, and I anticipate we're gonna have well over 200 applications yep. for the next class.
Right, right.
So people have to bear with us and let us, with input from our champions, pick the best of the best.
And I think the two of you will do a good job on that. But that as an outside observer, that's just one more challenge you've put on the plate. I do think you'll professionally and in a very kind way deal. But that is one more of the spectrum of challenges that you are doing that other people aren't. Because you are the deans of admissions. A lot of these other associations, oh, sure, send your resume. Oh, sure, well, you know, we've got a database here and everybody can call and look at the database. That's not what you're doing. I think there's anything that I want to convey to our listeners here is what you're doing is very complex, because it starts at recruiting and it ends at a placement. It isn't just building up a database, okay? I mean, so my hat is off to you. I wish you, you know, tremendous, tremendous success on it. I mean, it's how you can do what you do full time and do this additional. I mean, I'm impressed and wish you the best of luck. Any other points you want to make on it? But I mean, seriously, I know enough about this process to be dangerous and how difficult it is. I also know that other people are talking, but they're not doing what you're doing. So my hat is off to the two of you and to Goodwin. This is above and beyond. But I kind of like the dean thing. The other thing which is important, I'm sure you're thinking, but you'll learn more about it, is dealing with onboarding once they're on the board, who's responsible, and the other thing is what level of mentoring, by whom, where. I mean, and you'll find that as you go along. But I've found in some of the situations we're involved, that's where some trouble gets. They bring on a very good person. We're well-intended, the person's well-intended, but somebody didn't mentor the person and they didn't onboard them.
I'll conclude with this comment.
Yes.
Every one of these 24 graduates has a personally assigned mentor or champion who is not just a sitting public company director, but it sits on three or four boards and has been doing it for decades.
Yeah.
And that relationship between a director candidate, soon to be a director, and a champion is not intended to end with our graduation ceremony.
Great
It is
point.
An ongoing relationship, and all of our director candidates have access to all of our champions, and they are going to champion these candidates, not only for placement, but in their career, both as a director and as an diverse executive moving forward.
Another suggestion to close on, when there is time and appropriate, get these graduates, that ended up on board, together in a casual environment and let them swap war stories. Well, I came on board and the mentoring was fantastic, and I came on board and all I got was a seat and a cup of coffee. There's tremendous value going forward that as the deans of recruiting and admission and placement, that's right.
Ecosystem is the right word. Ecosystem is not just about Zooms, it was shortly about social engagement.
I understand. I mean, I've got so many more notes and acronyms and everything else here, I'm exhausted to you. But I do want to end with congratulations, Lisa, to you.
Thank you.
And to Stuart and to the firm for supporting this, and I wish you the very best of luck, because let me emphasize on the 10th time, what you're doing is A to Z, and it's unique. Other people are talking about it, but you're doing it. There are growers and there are mowers. Lots of mowers out there. You people are growers, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So there we have it. Good directors. If you want more information, you can go to the website. It's very detailed there. And if you really want to get involved, you can call Lisa Haddad or Stuart Cable. So thank you very much, and I appreciate their time talking about something that I think is very unique. So I hope you enjoyed it.